In the studio, we have Leander Beakey. Good afternoon, Leander.
Yes, good afternoon.
So what brings you to Nain?
Well, I play with the band The Flummies, and we're here for the Sunnytook Music Festival, and very happy to be here to play music in the community of Nain.
So how did your weekend go?
It was great. It's good for us, too, as band members to come north. We love it anyway. But, you know, having people like Dave Hart and Sally Keenan here was good, too, because we get a chance to meet them as well. We don't get to hang out with them a lot, so, you know, we get to share stories with those people as well and where they've been and what they're up to.
Yeah, so I guess you had a busy schedule while you were here?
It was good. Well, we're just busy people anyway, so, you know, we got lots of family and relatives in Nain, so we did a bit of visiting and got over to Black Island and boat for a ride, because that's the kind of stuff we like, too, same as everybody up here likes it. And then, yeah, playing music for people and playing for house parties and, you know, just spreading the music around the community.
So how did you think it went?
No, I thought it was great, because it's good. You know, I spent 25 years on the Northwest River Beach Festival Committee, and I know the feeling that leaves in your community, and it gives, again, people a chance to get together, and some people who don't get out often, you get a chance to see them sitting up listening to music, so it's a good community-building exercise, if you will.
So you plan to come to another one?
Absolutely. Like, every chance we can, we want to come back and play. The Flummies have been playing for 41 years, so 1978 when they came out, and they had 8 albums and stuff. And our accordion player, Richard Dyson, right, so he's 71. So we had Elton Best with us, and he played with us until he was 77. So as long as you feel healthy, and we all love playing music together, that we just keep going, and we'll keep her going as long as we can.
So was your whole band here?
Yeah, there's 4 of us in the band these days, and we've got a bunch of new songs and things, too, just kicking around, so that's going to have to be on the list if we're going this long. 41 years, it's time to come up with a new album. And even thinking of that, too, I don't know any other band in our province that have been together this long, and we're Inuit band, so I'm sure in some of the smaller communities in Nunavut and Nunavik, there are other older guys, I would think, that's in their 70s that are still playing, but for us as a band, and I started in 1978, and we still have a lot of fun with it, still have a lot of fun playing music.
It's really good to hear. So is there anything else you'd like to add from this weekend?
No, but I just really want to say thank you for OK Society for playing our music and our CDs and things, because it's a cliche, but that's how it works in the music world. If nobody hears you, then nobody wants you to fly in there to community to play. So that exposure piece is good. And I know everybody, most people know about the Flummies, but the more music you can play on the radio, the better.
Yeah.
Labrador music on the radio, the
everyone I know loves Flummies here.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Nukumik. We love to come here and play.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank you for dropping by to the studio today.
You're kindly welcome. Yeah.